Blog Talk Radio.
Why, hello there, and welcome.
Hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Scoop Slam Radio. I'm your host, Big Mike, Michael Park, co-owner of Pacific Wrestling Alliance, and I'm here tonight with the man, Lance the Bully. Say what's up, Lance.
What's up?
Don't sound so exciting, man.
you want me to get him going?
And tonight, we have a special guest. Little Ram was out at Venice Beach today. He's sunburnt. He's so tired. We have the man, the myth, the legend, King Fabiano, doing the producer for us tonight. Fabiano, what's going on, man?
I come in here and he gives me all the information. He goes, hey, you know, make sure you get with Mike or whatever. And I'm like, there's nothing here. I'm like, dude, what are you guys? He's like, oh man, I haven't had time to do nothing. Well, he's very fixated on going, but he, you know, for the people listening to the PWA broadcast or whatever, I mean, I can only imagine what you guys go through because I spent a lot of time with them today. He's here. Because he spends a lot of time between Mexicali and Tijuana, especially with the Unholy, because they've been training out there and they're going to tag up again or whatever. So he's, you know, I want to go to Venice Beach. I want to go work out. And, you know, let's take this around the horn real quick. How much do you think it is for one day pass for at Venice Beach to go work out at Gold's Gym in Venice?
$150. Yep.
Dude, that's a year membership at Metroflex, Lance.
Oh, man, I want to say at least a cool $50.
Dude, it is $40 to work out.
Oh,
So he goes, hey, bro, you want to work out or whatever? And this is what I told him. So he goes, okay, well, I dropped him off at 7 o'clock in the morning. He said, come back and pick me up at 9 and work for 2 hours, blah, 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 whatever. I said, okay, cool. So then we went across to the Firehouse Cafe. Have you guys ever been there, Mike or Lance?
No.
No, I haven't heard about it.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to make a – well, first of all, I ain't paying $40 to work out. But we'll make a – I'd rather spend the $40 at the Firehouse to go eat. But they have three big plate-size pancakes, whole wheat pancakes or whatever. And then it's your choice of protein. You can get – bison burger or steak or whatever, and then it's six egg whites or whatever, and it is slamming. So anyways, ate and stuff, and then he wanted to go walk the boardwalk, but dude, it is inundated with homeless. It's like walking through Skid Row. It's ridiculous. So I said, dude, I'm, you know, I ain't there. He goes, okay, well, go drop me back off, because if I'm paying $40, I'm working out early, and then I'm going to go back and get another workout in or whatever. So I'm like, so I left him over there, and he said, well, can you sit in for me or whatever? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And then I came, to, you know, just to see what was going on over here on the board. But, you know, Mike, I know you guys are going to talk about the show or whatever, but, you know, before we get into it, you know, we had the big live broadcast. I had some stuff going on the mat on Sunday. So I said, I'll take my equipment. We'll get some guys on tape, and we'll get it out there. Anybody, whoever wants to come on. So before we talk about who didn't show up, this is what happened. When I went to the Fit Expo, I wanted to get these female bodybuilders on because Eddie from Metroflex and then my boss from OTM is like, hey, can you get some of them on? Because I know you cover. So yeah. So these two chicks are working out, all buffed out and everything. This is after you had already left, Mike, and everybody was gone. So I said, hey, you know, okay. I gotta get some female bodybuilders on, blah, 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 whatever. And I said, and they go, well, you know, we're working out right now. I said, okay, no problem. You know, first of all, I took Nicolette with me because I don't want to seem like this dirty old man. You know, they're like, hey, come on over and do the podcast. So they said, yeah, you know, no problem. We're going to be about another 30 minutes. I said, okay, no problem. I'll wait. So go back. And Mike, you were there, man. You see that sun was coming around, you know, and it was starting to get really hot out there. So about 30 minutes passes by. I go back in the thing. They're in the bathroom and they're putting makeup on and stuff. And I didn't want to go into the woman's bathroom. I'm going, you know, it's only audio. That's only oh, okay, okay. So I go back outside. I wait about another 10 minutes and I'm like, what the heck is it? I walk back in the gym, empty. They left.
Oh, no.
So they left me hanging. So I spent a whole 45 minutes waiting for them, and they just bailed on me.
Oh, they cold. See?
Yeah.
See?
So
that's ridiculous.
Anyways, dude, but I did get a lot of feedback on that, on everything, you know, that we had on there, because Nicolette went live. And you know, this is what I'm talking about. A lot of people didn't know what the card existed. And then when we went over it and just the Rickster versus Legacy match, people were like, dude, that's it's interesting if people want to check that match out. And I'm like, see, I'm telling you, if you get it out there, you know, it's something different. People want to see it. So go ahead, Mac. I don't mean to talk up a storm, but when you give me an open forum like that, that's what happens. So talk about how many people showed up at the live broadcast. Lance gets a pass because we all know people have lives and things happen, but he did come to meet in Vino and stuff like that, so we got to give him a pass. But go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. Where do I start?
Me, Manny, Little Mace.
Right.
That's who was there when I was there. And it's very disheartening. Because I don't think these guys understand that you have to promote yourself, and especially if you're on a show and somebody's giving you free airtime, you got to take it. I don't understand why you wouldn't get free publicity. It just blows my mind. And so, you know, we're going to have a little talk Friday at the show. You know, I understand you guys wrestling in other organizations. I don't know how other promoters deal with stuff like this. But, you know, you guys got to promote. We are partnering with you. You know, we'll promote you, but you got to promote the show, and you got to put yourself out there. How do you expect people to want to see you if you don't promote yourself? I mean, for example,
and Pete, let me break in for you. Let me jump in there if you don't mind me.
Go ahead.
So, I know you're old school. You know, you got old school mentality, old school thinking. I'm just thinking the new age is. Things like, well, you're the promoter, shouldn't you promote it? There's other things like, I'm the independent contractor, I shouldn't have to do anything but show up, do 10 minutes and get a full pay. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, something that has to change, I don't know what's going on. I've been hearing that independent wrestlers want to unionize now. And that's just comedy to me because you guys can't even do your basic job of promoting yourself to get over, but you want to get in a union. You're already getting paid the rate you want to get paid. No one's paying you down because if somebody tries to pay you down from your rate, you know these independent wrestlers are very quick to go on social media and discredit these companies. But if somebody tries to discredit a wrestler because they don't cut a promo or because they're not active in the scene, I mean, it's ridiculous, brother. I didn't show up to the gym last weekend because guess what? I wanted to give other people a chance to shine. I wanted to give the wrestlers a chance to speak for themselves. But you know what? I got a fun little game we can play tonight if you guys want to play, and we can do a little bit later. But, that's just my way of understanding these new age wrestlers. Like I said, I'm part of the new age too because I just broke into business 5 years ago. I'm still considered new. I'm still in this generation. But it's a very big problem that I see is that they're entitled. I'm getting my rate, so I just show up and get my rate.
Well, let me retort to that. If you, as a independent wrestler, you tell me what your rate is, but yet I haven't seen you anywhere. I've seen the videos that you showed me. Where have you wrestled? How far does your star expand? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Where, how? Because you're gonna tell me what you want to be paid, but yet you have less than 1,000 followers.
I'm bringing less than 5 pounds.
So, I'm sorry. You need to promote yourself, because again, that's the way you're going to get over. A company is going to help you by providing you the opportunity to work, but you have to put yourself out there. That's what you put the work in for, not for somebody else, not for you to piggyback on somebody else. You think those guys that made it to WWE, AEW, Impact, New Japan, busted their ass just so somebody else can promote them? Hell no.
Yeah, it don't work that
way.
They
help them become stars, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think young lions go from wearing black trunks and black boots to wearing their own gear?
Breakout gear. Yes.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let me take a quick break so I can reset. I'll give out the phone number when I come back, and we'll continue a little bit of this and go over the card, because a lot of people who didn't hear what the card is when they heard it, they're like, bro, what do you call it? How did that happen? Hold on a second. And then when they say, hey, Fabi, I thought you were retired. Why are you still trying to help and trying to do all this stuff? This is what I tell them. That's what I tell them. Let me take a quick break. Let me come reset real quick, Mike and Lance, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. Hang on, everybody.
Sounds all right.
I had to put that because, you know, I don't know. And Mike, and real quick, Mike and Lance, do you have that Dusty Rhodes thing that's on the Instagram? Because, dude, I go on to constantly hear something like, dude, that man, you want to talk about somebody who can cut a promo and get people into the building or whatever? That is the epitome of what can do that. I'm not retired. I'm in my prime. Go ahead, Mike.
Wait a minute. Did you hear or did you see the promo he did with, it was him, Magnum TA, and Baby Doll?
Yes.
And he said, all women look the same when
when the lights go out.
No. He said, when you turn them on upside down.
But you know, Lance,
and Magnum TA, blushed, and Baby Doll put his
hand down. The look on her face was like it. But you know, real quick, you know, because you know, I know you guys got something going on or whatever, but I would like to get to that card because so many people were saying, you know, what an interesting card is. But Lance, I don't know if you've watched the WWE's version of Superstar Billy Graham, his tape or whatever, but it was amazing how him and Dusty sold out Madison Square Garden 9 times, and there was no internet, very little TV. It was mostly word of mouth and people coming to see the show and stuff like that. So when you could sell out Madison Square Garden 9 times back in the late 70s, 77, 78, I mean, that's amazing. Imagine if Dusty and them would have had the tools that we have now. I mean, it would have been amazing, right, Mike?
Oh, man. I mean, Lance, just go. all I want you to do is look at the intros, the intro of the first match that they had at Madison Square Garden. And that was 22,000 people when Dusty Rhodes came through the ropes. They went crazy. I mean, ballistic. And then when superstar Billy Graham came in and he had an Arizona State shirt and his that WWF belt and, you know, he's big and chiseled. Dusty wasn't as heavy as he was later on, you know, but it was just two white guys that can talk jive, that can get down, and it was you got to see it because that's what wrestling was. That's what it still can be. He made himself. I mean, man, Eddie Graham helped Dusty Rhodes become Dusty Rhodes in 1974 when Dusty turned face. When he turned face in his tag team match with his former partner, Pac Song, when he turned face in 1974, the legend of Dusty Rhodes was born, and I mean, he took off. And he built, from there, he started building himself. His promos, the way he talked on the mic was second to none. Everybody talked about his wrestling, but his promos were, he shut you down real quick.
Exactly.
But he worked exactly. He worked at it.
He sure did.
You know?
And there's nobody like him. There's nobody, to this day, there's nobody that could fill those shoes. But, well, real quick, Mike, can I ask Lance, what do you think? Because this, when Mike and I were sitting at that table on Sunday, I was looking at this card and I'm going, dude, this card is shaping up. After intermission, it's going to be a barn burner when you got Rickster and Legacy, who I don't think they might have tagged or whatever. I don't know if they wrestled each other before, but then Honest John and Guy Cool, you know, and then we're going to main event it with AJ against Guerrero Nuclear. Now, AJ wrestled Blood Eagle at Lucha Pro Sunday. And I just saw the highlights, but I mean, it was hard hitting, you know, really, really, you know, don't want to pull the curtain back too much. But when you have a dance partner like that can really help you shine, it was a good match. So I'm thinking that match is going to blow the roof off because it was funny because at the meeting, you know, I don't know if we said this before, Lance, but when he was talking, when Guerrero Nuclear was talking, AJ turns around, looks at me and he goes, dude, this dude's in shape, man. He goes, I better get on my game, man. I can't be having somebody looking bigger than me. Whatever. Did you hear that, Lance?
Yes. It's definitely, yeah, like so, I said, and that's probably why he got a little hot-headed because I told him he needed a little more extra tea to get in there. And,
You know what? Before we go any further.
Go ahead.
Favi mentioned to me, he called me. We were... you know, getting at the midnight hour of the show. And he said, hey, Lance is going to ref all the matches.
Yeah.
I said, okay, all right. I have one thing to say to you, Lance. You best be on your A game, and you better not try no BS in this main event.
You should be like Fozzie McCullough, right down the middle, brother.
Right down the middle. I mean, you
guys really want to get into this, and you guys really want to talk about this? You guys want to talk about how you guys give me this opportunity, and how you guys
hey,
are
man,
I'm to be
not
so
worried
grateful
about
and be
it.
So but no,
well.
No, here we know. You
go
guys wanted to know why I was so had low energy in the beginning of the show. This is why. Because that damn Samoan Shooter, AJ Mono, wants to throw water on me. He doesn't want to apologize.
Okay.
He doesn't want to pay for my dry cleaning. And I'm going to sue the company, Pacific Wrestling Alliance. And what do you guys have to offer me to keep me silent? Oh, we'll give you power. Oh, we'll give you a place of authority. Oh, we'll give you what you want. But it's not what I want because you guys made me a freaking referee for the night. And I'm supposed to be happy? I'm supposed to be excited for this opportunity? I get to be the hardest working man in the room again. Again and again. This is not what I signed up for. And you know what? The only reason I'm still here is because, yes, I would like to add refereeing to the notch of the 10,000 things. I do everything in this business, from photography to ring boy to announcing to commentary on the ringside to picking up gears to being valet to being the manager. And now I get to be a freaking referee? And you guys want me to play by the books? I should have played by the books and sued this company for all I had in the beginning. That suit costs more than how much money you're going to be making that night with all these promotions going on. With all the advertising from all these top-tier wrestlers, I'm going to be making you guys more money. Everyone's going to come to see Lance Winter's ref, and I'm going to be doing a damn good job. And you're right. I will be doing it straight down the middle because I am a professional.
Hey, man, you got some oxygen for Lance. Somebody cool Lance off. Lance is on fire right now, man. You okay over there, Lance? I just
well,
asked
you a question.
Wanted
me to, you want me to speak? Yeah. No, it's all out there now. Everyone knows.
Okay, hey, look, like I said, man, as long as you call it straight down the middle and there ain't no BS, I'm good. Bobby?
This is Lance right here. This is the best one for Lance that I found right here.
You messing with Trump King. You ain't messing with Trump King. You messing with the big money.
You see, it, no matter what, dude, no matter what the subject is, he's got something for him. You know what I'm saying? But when and it was actually me because I'm like, dude, you know, Lance has been paying his dues. You know, he's especially when you go through a table from La Familia, the Parca, or whatever. So, you know, he it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. Let's get him in there. Let's actually have somebody who knows what they're doing and can see and he, you know, especially when you're working with dudes like Warhog and Red Spider Rudo and people like that. So that's actually why we did it or whatever, because we need somebody that knows what they're doing or whatever. And when Mike and I sit down and talk and stuff like that, that's what it's all. And just like you said, man, you messing with the big money or whatever. So that's what I'm talking about.
Well, thank you, Fabio. I appreciate it. I definitely reaffirm that I am the man. I'm tough. I'm strong as nails. And you're right. I am a professional. And as much as my emotions get the better of me, that night everything will be down the middle from the first bell to the very last.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Mike, let me know whenever you're ready to go through this card or whatever, because I do have a couple people that sent some messages.
Well, we can go through the card right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this Friday night, August 18th, at De La O Jiu-Jitsu Center at 8381 Catella Avenue in the city of Stanton, California, we do have live professional wrestling. PWA, the Pacific Wrestling Alliance, comes to you with Guess Who's Back. And our card is stacked. Fabio, let's go over this card, man, because this card, you know, he and I, we like to sit down and talk about wrestlers before we even book them for a show. And we like to sit there and go, okay, who hasn't the people seen wrestle each other? Let's do something totally different from everybody else. Let's see if we can put together cards that people go, oh, damn, they've never wrestled each other. I want to see that.
Right.
You know, that's what I think we're gonna differentiate ourselves from everybody else is, one, we're trying to bring new people in that people haven't seen, and we're trying to put on matches that people, you know, have thought about but have never seen live. So, Fabi, take it away.
Well, let's start with the first one that's not even advertised. It's going to be Mr. California against Red Bat. And everybody's like, dude, what the heck is that or whatever? So I always have to explain myself, and I'm like, okay, this is what's – and they go, Mr. California is just strictly a death match. He's going to come with light tubes. And I said, well, this is what happened. When he heard about this card, he's like, hey, bro, you know, people just think I'm a hardcore death match person or whatever, but I can wrestle. I could do lucha. I work for Lucha Libre Alliance. But I said, okay. I said, well, you know, put your money where your mouth is. We'll put you on the show. Let's see what you got. So Red Bat has been chasing him, I guess, over next WW, whatever, to get a match with them. So when I called him, I said, hey, bro, he wants to match. You want to? Yeah, dude. Let's see if he is an actual wrestler. And what Red Bat told me, he's like, if he's not, the people will know. You know, because I'll expose him if he doesn't know, you know, what he's doing in that ring or whatever. And if people start chanting boring or whatever, he goes, I'm gonna put it on him. Or I'm like, well, see, if somebody is that motivated or whatever, I'm gonna talk to Mike and say, hey, bro, let's put him on. Because Mike, tell him when I first approached you, and you're like, what? Right.
Exactly. and you know, when he first said it, I was just like everybody else. Mr. California, we're not doing any hardcore stuff, bro.
We don't have any light tubes.
No, that's not what we're doing. And then he told me this, and I'm like, and you told me this, and I'm like, oh snap. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what he has. Let's see what he got.
So to step up like that and say, you know, that's a. I don't want to say step up for Mr. Kelly, but it's like we're giving you the chance to prove yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you show out, we're like, all right, bro, you showed us wrong. But if you don't, then it's going to be like, well, you know what I mean? The people were right. So it's a big test for both of them. Now, real quick, Lance, I had a death match with Mr. California. I think the clip was up on Instagram for a while. Did you get a chance to see that clip?
Well, is that the clip titled – No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to name it. Yes, I saw that match. It was pretty hardcore stuff, man. I mean, Mr. California doesn't care if you're young, you're new, if you're experienced or not experienced, he will give you an experience in deathmatch wrestling if you decide to get in the ring with that man.
Well,
yeah, very intense.
Mike, can I just say something about that real quick, and then we'll jump back on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, you don't want to expose the business too much or whatever, but well, this is what I had a lot of people. I'll tell you the first one, Little Cholo. Well, I was at Relentless Pro, Mike. You weren't there at that show, but I was at Relentless Pro, and he was like, Little Cholo walks in, he goes, let me ask you a question, bro. And I'm like, hey, what's up? But he goes, what the hell's wrong with you taking a death match with Mr. California? And I'm like, you know why I did it? I said, because people said that I couldn't. So I took it. So we do. You know, light tubes for days, thumbtacks, you know, all that stuff or whatever. So there was a, you know, Marvin's like, hey, bro, you know, this is what, and I'm like, you know what, dude, you're talking to a well-seasoned veteran, bro. I said, let's just go at it. All right. So I went in there, balls out Rambo, dude. I was ready to go or whatever. I couldn't even see because he, like, the light tubes came in succession. It was like, push, 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 push. I couldn't see through the door. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So by the time I finally got to grab him or whatever, he had pulled the thumbtacks in the middle of the ring before the bell rang. And I'm like, what the hell
oh
are you
God.
Doing, man? You know, so I'm like, we couldn't even run the ropes or whatever because the thumbtacks were right in the middle or whatever. So anyways, I took matters into my own hand. I took that barbed wire bat. And I said, well, if this is – because if you watch Kenny Omega and John Moxley, dude, they go
yeah.
at it, bro. And I got to give them respect because they do. So I said, we're going to be John Moxley. And then, but I got to be honest, I took one hit with that barbed wire band and threw my mouth. I was going, the hell is going on? What's wrong with me, dude? So anyways, I had to pull it out. And to be honest with you, I didn't think I was going to get color. I ended up getting color the hard way. Or whatever, but it ended up being a little bit better than I expected. Now, at the end, when I took that bump in the thumbtacks, you know, if you take it slow and try to like protect yourself, it hurts. But if you just take that big bump and boom, you get that big burst of pain, and then you're like, let's keep going or whatever. But let me first of all, she gave me the reverse DDT, like kind of like what Edge gives you or whatever. So all his body weight landed on top of me. As well as me. So, dude, I felt them all the way up in the back of my head. And as he's coming, I'm going, you mother effer, because I had to take the big bump. And he didn't take it. So, anyways, that was, you know, the thing there. But, I got to be honest, bro. After that match, people were like, dude, I didn't think you would ever. I said, yeah, man, if I'm gonna do it, I'm going to go balls out Rambo. And do it. So it did actually give me not so much like a respect thing or whatever, but people were like, well, they didn't think I could do it, and I did. So there is a place for that crap or whatever, you know, in the business or whatever. But that's neither here nor there. But now he's going to have to prove himself in the real world and do some real luchas or whatever. So it remains to be seen. I think they're going to go at it, do some moves or whatever. I think Red Bat's going to try to do some sort of like dope it through the ropes or something like that and finish it off. And I think he's going to take Marvin out. Mike or Lance, what do you think?
I think that I will not be referring any kind of death match, hardcore match, extreme match. That is not how I'm going to. You said it's the opening match. I'm not going to open my night with thumbtacks in my boots. yeah, that's going to be a no for me, boss. I'm sorry.
Well, that's supposed to be a straight-up match.
It's a straight-up match, okay. So don't worry about it. You're going to be refereed.
Right.
Don't worry. You know, keep your anger to yourself.
So
after
that, you got Príncipe Perú against Louis. So, Louis is actually, don't call me Louis, call me Louis Alfaro now or whatever. So, Lance, Louis and I went at it a couple of times that you were there. And, you know, he doesn't look like much, but when we actually got out there and started working, he was a little hard to handle. You know, or whatever. So I think going against Príncipe Perú, that's going to be a good second match, and I think it's going to set the tone, you know, for the rest of the card. Right? You remember, Lance, when we wrestled out there in that place where they were doing music and junk?
Yes, sir. I do remember that. It was not a Wonderland, but it was something close to that. It was really cool to see not him kick you in the head and almost knock out Nicolette, but it was cool to see you guys go at it. Because it did show me a side of Louis Alfaro that I've never seen. I've seen Louis before, but Louis Alfaro, he's a different man. He's got that mafia flash kick you got to worry about, you know. And he may be a prince, but even princes get taken down. So Príncipe Peruviano, you better watch out, man, because I've seen your work. But, you know, kings don't work as hard as the guy on the ground floor. And Louis Alfaro is that guy on the ground floor that is ready to step up.
So what you guys are saying is this is going to be a good match. This is a good matchup with these two guys. You got two young, up-and-coming guys that want to make a name for themselves, and he's given them the opportunity on this show. So we're going to see. I've seen Príncipe Perú, and he's gotten better.
Yeah.
I must say. He's gotten a lot better. I think I saw Lou on another show. Might have been FME.
Oh, I thought it was Women of Wrestling.
Damn. Wow.
Sorry.
You got to tell him. You got to tell him. I'm sorry.
Louis.
Cold shot. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys wrestle. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing what they both have and seeing if they have what it takes to be a part of the company long term. So we shall see about this match. Continue, sir.
Hold on. It's bringing me back in. This is what's going to happen to Louis after he wrestles Príncipe Perú. After the match, this is what's going to happen.
I mean, they had to chase me around the hospital. You understand?
I'm telling you, dude. If I had a good computer guy or whatever, I would tell Rudo Ram, dude, let's download, and then you don't even have to say anything, but you just push buttons because he's got something. And you just kiss me around the hospital. Can I take a quick break, Mike, and then we can finish off the rest of the card? I got to reset quick. All right. Hang on, everybody.
Soundstripe.
Soundstripe.
thought that was you.
I had to put that in because there's only three things on the audio clips here, so I had to throw that in. So we got it. But, dude, when you keep going on this card or whatever, and we talk about that, you know, because Príncipe Veruz was somebody who came to me and said, hey, bro, I want to be part, because back in OCCW, we used to be MAGA. You know, Mexicans aren't going away. And we were starting to make some waves. And then I don't know why, but Delo stuck the knife in and just got us. And then it's like, I went away for a little while. When I came back, he's like, bro, we gotta redo that, man. Let's make it MAGA. Let's make it Mexicans aren't going away or whatever. And I'm like, let's do it, dude. So we had, you know, some different people come in. So when I moved on, I wanted to make it the Roots, you know, because everybody that was in my group had, you know, Mexican roots or whatever. So Príncipe Perú was somebody who approached me and said, hey, bro, you know, I want to be a part of this, dude, or whatever. So we haven't had a chance to grow those roots, for lack of a better term. I got to find one from Dusty on that one. And or whatever. So, you know, he's another one that said, dude, I will destroy Louis or whatever. And I want to get back out there, you know, and really, really, you know, be something or whatever. So it just goes to show, Mike, that how it just is going to progress from the first to the second match. And then in the third match, I got to tell you, man, Rudo Ram, I don't want to say obsessed with Guyam. I think they have heat because he was telling me a while back when they were, you know, because Guyam's an old man, so he wasn't breaking into the business. When I was breaking into the business, this is a Rudo Ram talk. He goes, but they beat the heck out of me. Him and Enigma, they did a show in Long Beach. He said at a like a nightclub or whatever. He said it was the same night when what's his name messed his ear up or whatever. I can't remember what wrestlers he told me. He goes, and I never got to give him a receipt. He goes, and we went all over and we never met up again or whatever. And I'm, for lack of a term, like been chasing him or whatever, and now it's finally come to fruition. He goes, thank God for Mike, you know, that you knew him or whatever, and we were able to set this match up. That's going to go, dude, I would never pay $40 to go to Gold's Gym, but he's like, nah, bro, I gotta get my workout on and stuff and be ready, because I'm gonna take it to this dude. So there's a vendetta, you know. And then I know that Azriel and JBD got stuff going back, you know, a long ways or whatever. So it's just going to make it even that much more. You know what I'm saying, Mike? That's I just wanted to throw that in there. And Rudo Ram is crazy.
Yeah, you know, Rudo Ram, he needs help. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do, but, you know, I got to tell him he got to hold tight with his attitude too, because he's going to lose his mind real fast.
But Lance, he even went after you when you tried to get in, because I was doing the videotaping. He tried to get in between you and Guyam or whatever, and then because I saw you try to push him back. He goes, hey, man, don't be pushing me, and he pushed you, and it got crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, like emotions run high at me, and, you know, man, sometimes you just don't even realize you're pushing your co-producer, your co-podcaster, so I had to be like, yo, man, my bad, I should have been pushing Guyam, you know, I should have been advocating for my buddy Rudo Ram, but, you know,
right.
I guess the tensions get hot, and Michael Parks wants to say that Rudo Ram needs help, and I would agree, Rudo Ram does need help, about $15 worth of help, and I think I might be able to help him with that this week, but... Like I said, I'm an impartial ref. I'm just doing the best that I can with what I'm given. So, no one's perfect, right?
So, you know, you need not send any cryptic messages through your speech there, Lance.
Hey, I don't know if you remember, but when Rudo Ram was on the line, he asked me if I can hold a chain for him. He asked me what $15 to get him. And now you're putting me in a position where I'm going to be a referee for that match. Now it's conflicting interest. So, like I said, I'm going to do the best I can to be impartial. This is my first time. I'm a rookie. You can't expect a lot from me, blah, 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 you know? So, like, whatever happens, happens, but just know I did the right thing.
But you did say you were a professional. So
yes.
You need to act professional Friday night.
Yeah, just, like, acting professional and dropping water on people's heads and then not having any repercussions for it. I might drop a chain on someone's head and not have repercussions for it because guess what? I'm sorry, I'm a Samoan shooter.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still
But it's good though because
I'm supposed to forgive and forget. I'm sorry. I'm still working on that. No one's perfect, Mr. Park.
AJ was a little bit out of line. I mean, he did get a little crazy or whatever. I get it, but still. But then it's cool because, you know, then you have intermission that gives everybody a chance to get their snacks and junk like that and go use the porta potty or whatever. So because the last three matches, nobody's gonna be leaving their seat. Oh, you know what? They're not gonna leave their seat because this is what when I called Legacy and told him, you know, hey, I'm gonna put you against Rickster or whatever. This is what he said.
Got something for you. I got a surprise.
I love that one.
There's no end, bro. He just, he landed. I got a surprise for you. Remember, Mike, you remember? Okay. This is how far back Mike and I go. We were watching a thing of Nitro or something. I can't remember. And it was Shivani and them were talking. And then all of a sudden, Dusty Rhodes came out of nowhere. Remember, Mike? And he goes, did you miss me, baby? We couldn't stop laughing. I thought there was a funny. You remember that, Mike?
We couldn't stop saying that to each other. Every time we saw each other.
Did you miss me, baby? And it was an episode of Nitro, and there was these people sitting like about six rows up, right in front of the hard camera. And there was a lady that was sitting in between two guys that were pushing at least four bills. I mean, at least 450 to 500 pounds. And she was squished in the middle of it. She couldn't even eat the nachos because she had no arm space. And Mike, remember that, Mike? And we're going, we couldn't even concentrate on the wrestling because that lady said that poor lady, somebody hit her feet. My stomach, that's probably why I got a hernia because I couldn't stop laughing. And then here comes Dusty. Did you miss me, baby? they don't make them like that anymore, man. I don't watch Raw and you know, trigger me laughing or nothing like that. Right, Mike?
No, man.
I'm sorry we always talk old school stuff, but old school stuff is especially Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
Was just the funniest thing in the world, man.
You don't have that no more. You get a little bit of it with Jericho and Taz, they try. But not like that, bro. I mean, he would pull it out of you. I'm sorry, Mike, but go ahead. That Legacy and Rickster, I'm telling you, man, that's going to be a showstopper.
That is going to be, I'm not going to say the match of the night because I think our main event's going to be that, but this might be right up there with it because you got two young lions. I mean, Rickster's amazing. And Legacy is just now getting back into it. And, I mean, his battle with Mike Check last time was off the hook. So I can't wait to see these two go at it. This might be the match of the night. I'm not gonna, you know, put money on it because, like I said before, this card is stacked from top to bottom. But this... they can steal the night. If they put on the show that we know that they can put on, they can steal the night. Lance, what you think?
I think that this match is going to be the reason why people stay during intermission. They're going to want to stay out of their seats, you know, because this is going to be high-flying impact action. Like I said, I don't think I've seen these men go at it before against each other. I've seen both of their works. They're both super speedy in the ring. They both have something athletic behind them. And I'm not just saying they can do flippy flips and spins, but I mean, they're like craftsmen in that ring. So that will definitely be a match. Everyone's going to be rushing back from intermission. You might have to leave your kid in the porta potty, have him figure it out, trying to get out by himself because you got to get in your seat and you got to watch me referee this match. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's a good thing we have somebody like you. But, dude, Well, I talked to Honest John, finally, got a hold of him, but I talked to Guy Cool, and he, dude, he's looking forward to this match, too. I mean, you don't really think of Guy Cool as a baby face. He's like a party captain or whatever, but you got Honest John. It's two different people. But when I did talk to Honest John, this is what he told me.
If you want some of the American dream, you come out here and get this fat woman and come and jump on it, baby, because I'm here all night long taking care of business.
It be taking care of business. But
I'm out here with this fat woman.
Yeah, that's the one.
This match is going to be the, sorry.
Yeah, that's what everybody's talking about. Okay, that's what it was. It was IranianMadman@gmail.com. He said, I'm not familiar with Honest John. Last I heard, he was in Vegas working at Pride Style. Who is this man? Mike, can you explain?
Yes, Honest John. Compact wrestler. He's in shape. In shape. He is electric personified. He can go, man. He has the personality. I think Lance would like his personality because Honest John talks to himself sometimes. I think he's crazier than a road lizard, just like Lance. But he's an amazing wrestler. He can really wrestle. And this is a match that's intriguing to me, seeing how flamboyant and Bouncy, the party captain, is, and then you got Honest John coming to the ring looking crazy as hell, you know, talking to himself and his little Harvey, whoever his little invisible person is.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see.
Yeah,
this is gonna be again. That's why I couldn't put my finger on the Rickster Legacy matches being the match of the night, because this one has the opportunity to take that title, just like the other
one. Let's get it right, guys.
I think I would agree 100%. I would. I mean, it's different. You know, people are going to, like, it's a matchup. People are like, oh, dude. And then with the main event, too, bro, get Guerrero and AJ are the two of the few people who actually showed up, you know, at Meet and Vino. So that just goes to show. And Guerrero comes from San Diego. I mean, you know, a bus ride or whatever to get down there just to show people, hey, man, I'm here. And I don't know, Lance, when you had to pull them apart or whatever, when they went at it, I went to the coffee house to go get some coffee. And just for the record, AJ is like, I ain't paying $6 for a coffee. I was going to get it for him, seriously, but he walked away. But anyways, so I came back from the coffee, and they started to go at each other. And I went to grab Guerrero Nuclear, and it was like, you know when you, like, try to grab a tree, like a tree stump, to pull it out the weeds or whatever? That's what it was like. I mean, he's a solid dude. Or whatever, and when AJ turns and says, "Man, this dude's in shape, man. I gotta up my game," or whatever. You know, the dude comes to put on the show, man. You know, so I think they're gonna go at it. So, Mike, I'm sorry, but the point I'm trying to make is, after intermission, it just, well, from the bottom to the top, it just keeps progressing. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna be the crescendo. You know, because both of them are hungry. Guerrero wants to prove a point that, look, man, I'm here. You know, and I should be going after that belt. And AJ's like, well, I'm already here. Let's see what you got. I mean, would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, they have some underlying heat going on, you know, courtesy of Meet and Vino's and Lance over here. But, you know, they have something to prove, not only to themselves, but to everybody else, of who's going to be the top dog in PWA. And so, This is just a little glimpse into what's going to be coming down the road here in the company with these big young cats out here ready to put in some work and do some business, if you will.
Lance is still a little perturbed from, you know, Meet and Vino. That's why I'm wondering, will he be able to be non-biased and call it down the middle? Because AJ, you know, got a little crazy with them or whatever, but I think Lance is professional enough. He knows the business. He's been in the business for a while now, and he's paid his dues, that I think he's going to say, hey, look, man, you know, whatever's whatever, but business is business. Let's see what happens. I mean, I don't want to speak for Lance, but that's the vibe I'm getting, Lance.
Hey, let me just say this. The last time I was unprofessional, I tried to fight a dragon, and that backlashed in me publicly. I won. I slayed the dragon. We don't know what the dragon is to this day, but the point of the matter is sometimes your pride has to take second place to the business. Because, yeah, let's say, for instance, I do get in the way of this match, and I do ruin AJ Mana's projection as he heads into this company. I don't want any repercussions. I don't want any backlash. I'm a man of God. I want to move forward from what happened. I want to be able to forgive him one day, and I can't forgive him knowing that I'm going to be the last one to do dirt. So I will try to do all I can to remain neutral, keep my head calm. Like I said, I'm going to be drinking plenty of water in between matches, so I'm not hot-headed. I might even have a little mini fan on me too, just so I can stay cool, because I will not let my emotions get in the way of the business, because I'm trying to go somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the way to the top.
Big time. Hey, well, Mike, can you give – I got to take another quick break. Can you give all that information before we take a break and get to Lance News?
Hey, hold on a minute. Hold on. We are Friday night, August 18th. Doors are at 5. Bell time is promptly at 6 p.m. We are going to be at De La O Jiu-Jitsu Center, 8381. Catella Boulevard in the city of Staten, California. We have snacks, music, and a whole lot of family fun. So everybody come on out, enjoy yourself, and enjoy a hell of a night of professional wrestling.
Yeah, it's going to be slamming, man. I highly recommend that you check it out. Let's take a quick break. Lance, you got some news for us, bro?
Oh, yeah, I'm always stacked and packed. We'll have some news when we get right back.
Okay, let me take a quick break. We'll be right back with Lance in the News. Hang on, everybody.
Why, hello there, and welcome.
Did you ever see the movie, what's the disco movie that Little Bow Wow was in or whatever? Roll Bounce. Did you ever see the movie Roll Bounce?
Yes, I did.
That gives me that vibe, and I picture Michael Parks at the roller disco with a pair of dolphin shorts, a half T-shirt with some tube socks with two yellow stripes.
Wow.
He's just like, let's get on the ring, baby. Hold on.
Soundstripe.
Wait.
Just give me that vibe, man. No wonder that song came about.
So basically, I look like I belong at the episode of Chips when they were at the roller derby with all the celebrities doing the roller skating.
Yeah, that's
what you said, huh?
Well, sweetness, dude. That was another classic movie. He said, "Youngblood, you couldn't expect me if your hands was glued to my ass." Hey, we got to get Lance to hang out with us, man. I'm telling you, he's not hip to. When we were at my house packing, at least 2,000-3,000 pounds in that bedroom. It was me, Mike, Samoa Joe. Remember Rocky Romero and Ricky Reyes came when they were the Cubanitos?
Yep.
And they, Lance, I got to tell you this before you get to the news. They were still, you know, pretty new to the business. We're talking, dude, it was 98 maybe or early 2000s, and they sat
early
at the back. We used to put the folding chairs or whatever. And they came and they made the mistake of bringing In-N-Out Burger for themselves. And we're like, oh, you didn't bring us? Like, nah, bro, we didn't know. Okay, well, you guys sit in the back. We put them in the back. Dude, they literally watched the pay-per-view with the shirt over their nose. Come on, man. And Mike was going, this high clan's my colon. And then my wife walked into the room, and everybody shut up. And she walked away and she said, did you just split your ass? It was Mike. No, it was you. And then she went and lit a candle, and it was 1,000 degrees in that room. And Frankie B ended up throwing up. He goes, I got to go outside. What are you? Ended up throwing up. So you want to talk about paying dues? Nobody paid more dues than Ricky Reyes and Rocky Romero, because they had to sit in the back at the ECW pay-per-view and deal with all that. Right,
that
Mike?
That wasn't my fault, man. That wasn't my fault. whatever I ate.
You got blamed for everything, man. And then he goes, I take my box and go home.
Was it me or was it Joe that broke the chair? It was Joe, huh?
No, yeah. I forgot what happened, but he took a bump and broke the table that had a plant on it or something. And, dude, how fast did that party stop? I mean, we didn't even watch that main event. I'm like, dude, my wife's going to come home. And
nope.
Like, okay, man, well, we'll see you later. And everybody left.
Exactly. unplugged the box and act like we weren't even there.
Yeah. Or, then Mike ended up getting an apartment over there by Star King University, and we'd go over there. So the pay-per-view would finish, and he would put it on the cochinadas, but his mom lived right upstairs across the way. And the phone rings, and she goes, if you're going to put that nasty stuff on, close that goddamn curtain. You remember that, Mike? Dude, I went out of there. So that one I was being able to move out was out of there. Hey, man, you see, I'm out of here. I'm
sorry, Lance.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We can go for days, man. But anyway, go ahead, Lance. Sorry about that. Give us some news, bro.
No worries. You know, it's always good to see the elderly people with their functions still functioning, I guess. I was looking for a better word, but you know what I'm saying. Anyways, let's get into some news, ladies and gentlemen. I can go back in history. Anybody older than 35 to me is an elder. I'm sorry. This is just how the new generation works. Yeah, I know, right? I'm sorry, sir. Sir, you see how I have to do that? You can't just say sorry, bro. If I tell you sorry, bro, it's going to be another fight. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, today, back in 2004, since it's SummerSlam weekend, we just got out of SummerSlam. That was a really great time. SummerSlam 2004 was today. There were some really cool matches that happened. This is me doing my version of history. This is as far back as I can go, 19 years back to 2004. We had two iconic matches for SummerSlam 2004. First up was Kane defeating Matt Hardy to win the right to marry Lita in a Death Do Us Part match. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Can I tell you, back when I was a child, I did not want this man marrying this woman, and he married this woman, and it was just horrible, because everybody knew what came next, that big, mean monster, Snitsky, who is known for punting a baby through the audience. I mean, man. But that's enough about me and my, you know, my old days.
He was devastated.
The old times. Devastated, man. Still traumatized to this day looking at little dolls, little baby dolls. Just want to put one into the ring myself. In more current news, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla just had their pay-per-view 2 days ago. It was PWG 20, the Mystery Vortex. Is anybody familiar with PWG? It was at the Globe Theater in Los Angeles.
I have heat with the owners of PWG, you know, but this is where business is business. There is no denying that PWG, you know, they were the ones who kind of lit the fuse to where they got together, you know, and pooled their money together and said, look, bro, if we bring this person and that person, it's going to draw money. And then it just snowballed from there. I mean, it just, there's no denying. And they're smart because they have that same philosophy. Hey, if we put this person against this person, you know, it's going to blow the roof off this place. And it actually did. So, you know, I'm an old man or whatever. So, you know, whatever, I mean, you're not supposed to live in your past or whatever. But there's certain things with certain people who are involved with PWG. And if you, Mike, if you talk about it, that's why you never hear that from me, because if you do, then it means you care. And I don't. So everybody moved on, whatever. But regardless of whatever, there is no denying that PWG, when Kevin, what's his name, and the other, El Generico, wear PWG on their pants working in WWE, you know that it's really out there, right?
Yes, sir. Well, we don't have to talk about it too much if it's a sore subject, but I just wanted to point out the fact that Konosuke Takeshita defeated Ray Horace, and like I said, that's kind of the situation we talked about at the beginning of the episode. Two different types of people.
Yeah.
Two different types of people, two different matches you probably would never see anywhere else, and that's what we're all about, you know? So I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought it was a really cool match. I was able to see some clips on YouTube, and that was pretty much my highlight. Because I'm not interested in John Moxley or Evil Uno or any of that, but that match there was a definite banger.
I mean, it's some of the matches there are like, dude, I would actually pay money to go see those matches or whatever. I mean, they started bringing like Black Tarus, Bandito, Flamita, people like that, and they're just like, even Jack Cartwheel, you know, or even Brody King, you know,
Where are they running at?
It was at the Globe Theater in Los Angeles. It was their last show.
Yeah, they had to move
it. And it was this Sunday.
Yeah.
Or last Sunday, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's no denying they're doing it right.
But I didn't see any advertising for it at all. I didn't know they had a show going on.
I didn't know they had a pay-per-view, and the place was still packed, so they must be doing something right. I guess when you call Brody King and them and say, can you cut a promo or whatever, it works, so who knows? Real quick, is it me or are they finally starting? I don't watch Raw that much, but I came up from the garage and it was on, and I saw Chad Gable. It looks like they're going to start to give him a push. If they're going to give him a push against Walter, I don't know if that's the way to go or whatever. But I think Chad Gable will make one hell of an Intercontinental Champ. I mean, does anybody agree, or am I just picking at straws?
I was going to bring this up on Thursday, but, you know, you're here now, so I'll bring it up. You were just talking about how you were so unhappy with your boy Gable taking these L's and being used as a jobber. Guess what? Now that he's got the momentum, now that he won that, I believe it was like a six-man free-for-all or something or the other. But, yeah, now that he won that, now everyone's like, oh, well, he's probably not going to beat Walter. But it's like, didn't you just want him to win? And now you guys are upset that he's going up against someone to potentially be the Intercontinental Champ, and you guys have no faith in your boy. But when he was taking L's, you guys fought for him so hard. I would fight for him. Walter is 4 weeks away from breaking the Intercontinental record, something The Miz couldn't do, something Cody Rhodes couldn't do. And to think that having someone like Chad Gable to stop Walter from achieving that pinnacle of making Walter pretty much start over if he did win the belt, I think that's something worth investing in, but I think the fans are too jaded in their backseat politics or whatever. You know how people want to book their own fantasy matches in their head. So I'd say give WWE a chance to do what they do, because they might pull off something. What if Chad Gable is able to dethrone him?
Do you think that Chad Gable's too small to be, you know, the WWE world champion? Because he can go with anybody, bro. I mean, you could put that man against Nakamura or one of the luchadores or whatever, and he'll put on a show. But do you think that that's what's holding him back? Because when you're hood ornament for the world champion, you know, it's got to be like a big dude. It's got this whole big thing or whatever. But Chad Gable is just one person who can wrestle anybody and put on a good show. But, you know, you think, I mean, Eddie made it. You think but there's some sort of glimmer of hope that he might get that world belt?
Well, they put the strap on Rey Mysterio Jr. So
yes,
and he's big, and I think Chad is bigger than he is. So
yeah, Lance.
In the immortal words of Kevin Garnett, anything is possible.
that's a good point. Lance, what do you think?
When it comes to dethroning Roman Reigns in his 1,654 days, I do not think Chad Gable is that guy, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
When it comes to other situations where, you know, maybe potentially possibly dethroning someone like Seth freaking Rollins, who's the world heavyweight champion, not the universal, but the world heavyweight champion, I could see that, you know, and that's the other primary belt. I can see him taking on Walter, like you guys just said. Walter's way bigger than him. Walter can outstine him, but then again, you've had Mysterio in that same situation. He took the belt off Batista, I believe, back in the day. So anything is possible. You're right. And like I said, everyone wanted to doubt Gable a couple of weeks ago, saying he's just a jobber, he's done. But now he's got this championship opportunity. You guys should be cheering him on to be did Chap, and these are the same people that sold on them. I'm not saying you specifically, Fabi, but I'm just saying what I see online.
No, that's a good point. I mean, that's a good point. But if Roman Reigns does lose that belt to Chad Gable, you know, it takes a little bit of time off. When he comes back, I think he'll say something like this.
Don't let me down now, because I came back for you. Don't
right?
let me down now.
I mean, that's,
oh, yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah? Don't let me down now, because I came back for you. He's like Cesaro. Cesaro can go with anybody, dude. He went to New Japan and did damage. I mean, they put him with whoever. He spun him around like nothing. So I think that's the same thing. You know, that's somebody who can go. I don't know what's holding him back or whatever. But anyways, I'm sorry. It remains to be seen or whatever, Lance. But you do make a good point, man. I mean, it's like Raiders that jump on the bandwagon. Well, they lost to the Jets or whatever, so we're going to jump off the bandwagon. If I'm going to be down for Chad Gable, I got to go 100%, Lance. That's a good point.
Exactly. Exactly. Sounds like Lance is getting his Bobby the Brain in and ghost in him tonight. He's a little
yeah.
feisty.
Yeah.
Is that what we're hearing here? Lance?
I'm sorry. I was just overwhelmed by all the positive reception that I'm getting all of a sudden. Like, I'm right, and people are finally acknowledging my brain and my mind is actually worth something. I feel really great that I'm more than just a referee body. I'm very honored for your compliments. I'm a little, like, stone-edged right now, so trying to compose myself, and I'm very grateful for all the words that you're saying. I'm soaking them in. I'm trying to write them down so I can read them again. I have so much space in my brain.
If everybody agreed with everybody, it'd be whack.
I thought those girls
yeah, but if everybody agreed with Lance, it'd be better.
In your body. Oh, God.
That's
that
true.
Really is.
That's true.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Hey, one man can change the world. Who says that one man can't be Lance Winters? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's not. Okay.
I agree. I agree. Hey, I gotta get going, fellas. So anything else? Any last words or whatever before we get out of here? Go ahead. We'll start with Mike, man. Because if we give it to Lance, I'll have to put some more Dusty Rhodes on.
All I'm saying is, if you guys want to be a part of something special, bring your asses down to De La Rose Jiu-Jitsu Center Friday night, 8381 Catella Avenue in the city of Stanton. Come watch us. Come watch the boys put on a show and watch Lance ref these matches straight down the middle. 100%. Right, Lance?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Come on down to the great city of Stanton to see pro wrestling.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to be there for sure. I'll be in the back, though, because I'm helping Mike. People don't understand what it takes to get, you know, to put on a show and stuff like that. I almost got killed at the last one because I got in between Vito and Guerrero. I was like, Mike! When I was trying to get in between them. But I'll be there for sure. Lugo Ram will be back with you guys so you guys can do a wrap-up show or whatever next Thursday. But, hey, man, big day Friday, man. I'm telling you, I think you did something right here. I think it's people who put their money down to come and check out this show, I guarantee they won't be disappointed. I'm going to make that guarantee right here. But, hey, Mike, thanks for letting me help out, bro. Everybody goes like, don't let Fabiano produce your show because he talks too much. But, I can't help it, man. When you're passionate about a sport like this, you know, it just doesn't stop, man. And then when I have somebody like Lance and Mike who are just as passionate, it kind of makes things kind of go. Right, Mike?
Yeah, it does, man, you know. Every time we get on here, every time we do this show, it seems like we're busting a gut laughing at something.
Yeah.
Whether it be Bestie, whether it be Lance going off, whether it just be Uwe Ram going off about some crazy story, we just have fun on here. We just laugh. And that's what it's all about. So I want you guys to continue to listen to us. Continue to come back to Scoop Slam Radio. Check us out every Tuesday night or every other Tuesday night. If something goes on in our personal lives, it will be every other Tuesday night. But we're shooting for every Tuesday night here on Blog Talk Radio. So with that being said, Fabi, ready to get out of here?
Yeah, I would say follow Lance as much as possible, because Lance pretty much keeps everybody up to date on what's happening on the podcast and stuff like that, and if we have guests on, who's going to be on and stuff like that. So Lance, give out that social media real quick before we get out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out Lance Winters on Facebook. That's Lance Winters on Facebook. Also, you can check out Bullies on Live on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, because, yeah, I'm on Twitch. I'm not using it, but I'm on Twitch. So make sure you check out Bully Zone Live, ladies and gentlemen. There is no other imitations. There are no other substitutes from the real bully himself, Lance Winters.
Yeah, I got to be honest, dude. I had a good time, man. I mean, I'm glad that I got this opportunity to come on and get on here, because, you know, there's no substitute for experience, man. Mike and I have been through it all. And to bring Lance into the mix, God dang, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
But hopefully, I'll talk to Rulo and tell him, let me sit in a couple of more times. Or maybe we could sit in together or something. Oh, then all hell will break loose, but we'll work something out. But I'm looking forward to Friday, man. Thanks, you guys, a lot for letting me sit in with you guys. And I look forward to it, guys. I'll see you on Friday, all right?
All right.
Sounds good, boss. I'll actually talk to you Thursday.
Right on. All right. We'll see everybody. Go for it.
On behalf of Lance, Bobby Chulo, this is Big Mike signing off. We will see you guys again after Friday night and let everybody know what happened Friday night. See you guys later. Bye.
Beautiful.